fucking bollocks. So we just wrote them the typical, wasn't even a letter, it was all by email. No, we wrote one letter and the rest was correspondence by email. And they gave us 420 back.
Did you actually tell them you were from Dark City and get £44.22 for your phone call?
No, it was all email, just this. Provide, and the letter basically said, please provide invoices for everything that you've taken out and provide the contract that shows the wet signature that we agreed to all these terms and conditions. If you can't do that, give us this money back. And they did.
Really? Yeah, the pants filled. Right. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
This is a one-letter jobby.
Yeah, my issue is here, though. I've had more off the bank in charges than they've had off me. I am paying a mortgage, mate. I think it's about £174, I think it is, a month. And all the shite that goes with it, you know. But I think it's about £174 a month, something like that. She's pretty damn good, but bear in mind, I've been paying it for 20 fucking years. So when you consider it, it isn't really. It's ridiculous. I bought it twice. So, my aim is to get £170 out of the banks every month because they stole that fucking money off me in the first place anyway. So I don't want to be, I want to be really upfront about it, mate. I mean, it'd be really good if I could get onto the bank and complain about my mortgage being unlawful and getting my mortgage payment off because of a banking error. It's just unbelievable. It really is. I mean, we were talking after Joe, it's magic. It's magic, isn't it? The man pulls a rabbit out of a hat in front of you and you're like, that's a trick. Wow, did you see him pull that rabbit out of that hat? Why did you say to the next person, did you see him pull that rabbit out of the hat if you know it's a trick? He obviously didn't pull the rabbit out of the hat. Not really, anyway, you know. But at least when the fourth rabbit comes out, it's obvious he's getting them from somewhere and not where they are. But we do, we just can't believe it, can we? So when summer comes along, you just can't believe it. Oh, that's too good to be true. Oh, it must be a con. It must be a fiddle. Look out, if somebody comes along offering you something for free, it's a con. There is nothing in this world for free. You hear it all the time, don't you? All the time. Are you folks on air right now? You know, we're on a radio station. Tune in, pal. Tune in and listen. The other people have. There's people out there listening. People texting us. Are you on air now?
Funny, isn't it? Wouldn't it be easy just to go to the website?
Tune in to the radio.
Hello, this is Bob. This is talking to my friends out there. Just as you're tuning in right now, shall I have a look? Because I know where he lives. I'll see if he comes up on the little radar. Let's have a look at the radar. Where's the radar? It's very noisy, isn't it? Go away. Where's the radar? Anyway, where were we? What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, people's disbelief. When we come across something for free, for instance, you know, it's like, it's too good to be true. That's too good to be true. That can't be real. And then you find out things like, you know, like the government are lying, thieving, scum, can, you know, and they're coercing us all into genocide. See, he's not tuned in. No, it's just these people. And, you know, they come onto the radio and they say to us, I want to be on, oh, we want to do this, we want to do this. Yeah, tune in, man. Tune in. Tune in. They don't even bother tuning in. Asking you questions, not even tuning in. Are you being monitored? You are being monitored in New Mexico. Right, okay. Hello, New Mexico. Yes, and he's real. See, he's real. I've just seen him a bit. Hello, New Mexico. Good fun. I love that interaction, that instant interaction we get. We come on air, we start chatting to people, and hey, yeah, lo and behold, blip, hello, how are you doing? I'm all right. How are you, mate? So, yeah, disbelief. I'll get back to that before I go down that rabbit hole, shall I? We do things, and we say to people, look at this. And they say, that's mad. That's crazy. That's nuts. That's good. One thing that happened to me a while ago, which we were speaking about actually earlier today, was waste vegetable oil. WVO. People might not know about this, but she's a major component into biodiesel.
from biofuels. And a while ago, a mate of mine, he's got a yard with a waste license, you know, they do skips and stuff like that. He got a waste license, and I went in and I said to him, "Look, buy all the waste oil." "He's buying the waste oil, they pay us to get rid of it." I said, "I know, but go around and get them all up, say to them, you'll collect it and buy it off them all." "No, no, it's stupid, it's stupid. You know, just buy it." They thought we're nuts. They just thought we're crazy, you know, go around and buy all the chip fat. Well, of course, within, now we know, within 9 months, 18 months, what was being, people were paying to get rid of, suddenly was a valuable commodity. Those lads don't think I'm crazy anymore. They really don't. In fact, a couple of them have invested into Bitcoins. And they've done all right so far, I tell you. So yeah, again, some things can seem unbelievable. Completely, that's just ridiculous. That's just, nah, that stuff doesn't happen. That can't be real, you know. And we had a real good show, actually. We just got started. The flip side, it was on Monday. That's, well, Tuesday today, unless you're listening to a recording. And then it's the show. Look at the schedule. Yeah, darkcity.com. Radio. Darkcityradio.com. And look at the schedule page, and you'll see it, the flip side, on a Monday. And during that show, I got, it's like weird, I got like this flash, and it was like, shit, man. You know, I can hear people saying like chemtrails, right? No, no, people wouldn't spray, governments in the field, they wouldn't spray chemicals into the atmosphere, that dangerous. You know me? We've been spraying, we've sprayed all sorts of shit. All sorts of shit we've sprayed for years. And all sorts of shit. And half the stuff we've sprayed, we don't even know what it does. We're still uncertain. We haven't got a clue. But we immediately make this leap in our consciousness that it must be okay. It must be okay because the people in authority did it. It's unbelievable. And I get it. It's just sorely unbelievable. Head-popping stuff, you know. Head-popping stuff. So, you know, we said to people, in fact, 7 weeks ago now, they said, "How's it all going?" We said, "Oh, it's great. We've got some brilliant shows and stuff, and people have really worked together. But we're broke. We're skinned. We haven't got any money. We've got a little data mine, and it's been paying for everything. And we can't believe we managed to get so far on what we've got. And we've still got 20 bitcoins, and we need to buy another one." But anyway, blah. Everybody ignored us. But they didn't ignore us. They just didn't hear us. Couldn't believe it. Can't be right. Anyway. This morning, we spent all the money, all the bitcoins. It's all gone. It's all gone. And we used them bitcoins to buy another mine. So it's the future and nobody knows, but it's got a minimum and a maximum, you know what I mean? It's massive, you know what we could make. But at today's prices, we'd make £88,000 a month. Rick Simpson can go to Spain. I can go to the moon. And Lee's opening up a harem where his wife's going to be the chief madame. You know, she'd like to do. But again, I don't do the future. We do the best we can possibly do to implement what we see now and implement new ideologies. Alternatives in all things, agriculture, energy, media, everything. Got to give them a go. The crux of this all the way through, and why Rick Simpson isn't in Spain, why we haven't got our own satellite streams now down at these festivals that people are going down to, why we haven't got the money to pay for mobile phone connection, why we haven't got a vehicle. You know, why we aren't travelling around and why we aren't already setting up all these brilliant little schemes we've had coming through. Earthship. Money. Capital. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Really, it's crazy. So many people said they'd do it and nothing happened. So anyway, we've had our shot. We've invested every single bean we've had, and we bought another 100 giga hash mine. Now we've got to wait for these cookies to come. But if they come, the things just remain the same. Then it will be free. Well, it'll be free to you to use. But the mine's been paying for it. That's the big but. The mine's been paying for it. Now, that mine owns a principal share. There's been four stages of it. I'm not going to get too technical here, but there's been four stages of it. And the mine has the principal share in every stage. So no one here, no one of us, has got an authority over the finances. Or what we call the trust, or jokingly, the vault. What's in the vault? So we've emptied the vault. In hope, really. And hope's a word I don't use until Bob said that Dark City Radio would become a ray of hope. A ray of hope for others. And hope to me is, I don't like that, because I don't like the word. You see, next to hope, you're on your hands and knees, giving up your energy, praying to a God, expecting them to sort it out for you. And that's never a good position to be in. Never. So, yeah, I use the word sparingly. In a hope of a future. Another word I very sparingly use, future. I don't think there is one. I actually think, in my own way of putting it, that we did what needed to be done. 7:15 this morning, when bitcoins reached £80.30. We struck, and we had enough to buy double the size of what we expected to get. So Dark City's there. There's enough change in the coffers to keep the stream up for 6 months. The mine should be here by then. And we've done it. Maybe. We've got to hold it together. We've got to come together. And my apologies for anyone whose heads I've bitten off over the last few days. I've been endeavouring, well, not a few days actually, last few months. Lifetime, actually. My lifetime. Because to me, I've been endeavouring to get here for a long time. And it has been hard. It's been a struggle. That's not an excuse. You enjoy every step of the way, even the tough times. Enjoy them. So, where are we at? What's it all about on the Dark City? What is it all about? Well, it's your radio. It's still your radio. The difference is we've learned a lot where we've been here. We've got a guy, Jabba, he's come through. He's going to automate that site. It's going to be a hell of a lot less work. It'll give us a bit of time to get involved in some of the things that we're best suited at. It really would. I mean, I really want to kind of get onto some land and put into ideas my aquaponics, the techniques that I've developed over the years within the cannabis industry, aquaponics, hydroponics, educational principles with inside those systems, the closed loop systems, and to finance them. This is paramount again. We get about 1,500 people a week. This is a rough estimate. Yeah. Now, like, some of them people are people coming back. You know, I suppose you call it, I don't know. It's crew members, the listeners, the downloaders, the uploaders, you know, the people who get the torrents, the people who watch the videos and stuff like that. Some of them are returning. It's the website stats that actually tell us how much activation there's been, you know, where it's come from, and, you know, how many people have come for the first time, how many of them hang around, how long they hang around for. I just want you to know, something's not right. Because people come to that site and they hang around for a while. I mean, a long time, longer than I've seen people ever hang on my website. They hang about on it. They're not all got the player on. They're not all listening to it. But they're hanging about on that site. Lots of them. New IPs, regular, every day. So, excuse me, I'm getting another call coming in. Can't get volume. Been like that for a couple of days. Can I just listen? No audio. No, you can't listen if there's no audio. How can you listen if there's no audio? Okay, you see what I mean? Oh, my God. So. So, yeah.
Just had a call off Barry.
Yeah, he says he can't listen. He's got no audio.
Okay.
He wants to come in the call and listen, but he's got no audio. I love them, mate. I love them all. So, yeah, the future, again, looks really cool for Dark City. The individual members of it, they do what they can do because they can do it. And it has been tough on that financial not just for myself and the guys who've been here, like throwing the last chips in just kind of get this sorted out. And if the money comes in again, we'll do it again. We'll do exactly the same thing again and again and again and again. We've pretty much sacrificed our summer, you could say, in a sense. And that is, you know, it's a gamble, you know. I mean, who knows? This could be my last summer. I don't know. And I might actually spend it sitting in front of the computer for the majority of the time rather than out at festivals and meeting some of these people who have already listened to us. You know, and I want to do that. I really do want to get out there and touch bases with people. Because that's what it's really about. I mean, this is just a network. But yeah, it looks like I might have sacrificed that for the time being. I've got a lot of stuff to do here. We've got the boat to do. And if the Bitcoin don't work and it all go pear-shaped, man, you know what I mean? It all go dodgy. It all collapses. We have got some stuff to sell and we've got some stuff to sort out and a few deals to do. And we will at least get a move on, you know? A move on. So yeah, it's heart-wrenching. It really is heart-wrenching when you come across people who have worked all their life to try and sort something out, and then they tell you that other people have worked the entirety of their lives and they've not been able to achieve it. And you know, in your heart, it's right. You know. They're not hurting anyone, no one's getting harmed, you know. There is no damage. You know. Yet these people are still fighting for these causes. It's, I don't know. Like I say, it perplexes me. It really does perplex me. Every day that it happens, it perplexes me. So, yeah, we do what we do. We've acted on, we've done a few things, and that's where I'm going with this this evening, about, you know, people not taking action and then getting upset at other people because they have. So don't get upset with us. You know, please don't. Because we've removed all financial security that Dark City has in today. It hasn't got any today. Like I say, it's got enough money to pay for its stream for a few more months, but that's it. Don't get angry at us for doing that, because what we have actually also done is took a risk that we can put it there forever. I reckon it's worth it. Personally, I reckon it's worth it. I reckon you're all worth it. You know, it is. So that's what we've done. We took a risk. We put ourselves out on a limb to secure it. For everyone. Forever. Forever. That means we'll never have to ask anyone ever again. Ever. In fact, perhaps the other way around. We'll never have anybody else that ever comes to Dark City with a cause like Rick Simpson, and we have the money to do it. Even on that level, we need to become unstoppable. We need to remove his hatred and his despair. We need to gather. We need to make it happen. I got that in my head, saw that, and I thought, well, what, I can't wait. We can't wait. It's organic, it's moving, let's do it. And I don't want to push too hard, I know that. Like I say, I apologise to all them people in my life who have bitten their head off because they're not good enough. Sorry it comes across, I know that, I've listened to myself. And that's not what I mean, that's not my intention. People have sectioned out, you know, of all the others, you know, I've made an example of them. That's not because I think you've done wrong or you've done bad. I'm actually picking you out of everyone else in the world to use as an example. Like, you should be honoured. I'm honoured me when that happens to me. It's, wow. I'm being used to this. Alright, sometimes it's not very good. The example's not very good, you know what I mean? So it's not very often, you know, I'm used as a good example. I'm often used as a bad example. But at least we have a go. We have a go. So yeah, don't get angry at us because we spent all the money. because we've actually received so far £33 in donations total since the station started. £38 in total donations, and that money's never been touched. So yeah, there you go. So far it has cost money, but the people who paid for it did it because they could. And they will be reimbursed if it does happen anyway, whether they like it or not. It's not a choice. So that develops us into that next stage. And I suppose the next stage is, and I'll call it a trust. It's not really a trust. It's just because Lee's been teaching me recently about what should happen, really, and basically what the fucking Rich Elite do. It's what the Rich Elite. It's not that Lee's, not that Lee's the Rich Elite, you know, in that sense. But hey, we live in the Rich Elite world, don't we, in the West? So, and what happens? They have trust members. See, now you look at this with the Spanish thing that's going on, and that you set up a like a community, and you have a society. You set up a society inside the community, and it's an open society, not a secret society. Do you know? And it's like so similar, so incredibly similar, and that gets suspicious, mate. You know. I used to think I was paranoid. I used to really think I was paranoid until all this shit happened and I realised I weren't paranoid. Because you can't be paranoid when it's happened. You can only be paranoid before it happened, you know? So yeah, we, you know, it's so similar, this... A society inside a society. A system within a system. Bridging the void, removing the middleman. Ending the polarity. Too coincidental. Just too coincidental. So, you don't have to worry about use it or lose it anymore. I mean, in the sense of the donate and the Bitcoin buttons. Because to be honest, I don't want to deal with PayPal. And I don't have to. And to be honest, me and a mate of mine have been financially paying for it all. And really, fuck them. You know, I've got to still use the bank. I've still got to use the fucking bank. You know, I've got mortgages and I've got all that shit. I'm still tied into it all, but fuck them, you know, if I can. Fuck 'em. And I don't mean like nastily. I don't mean go around and beat him with a stick. You know what I mean? I don't mean like that. You know what I mean? Like, fuck 'em. You know, that kind of, fuck 'em. It's a jolly happy, come on then, forget it. Let's have a good time. Forget about him. And that's what I want to do. I want to forget about the Fear Factory. I know all about the Gladio and the Gladio effect. I know more about the inside workings of New World Order than most people know in the inside of the wife's knickers. 7-7, mind control, manipulation, alien races, extra dimensional realities, waddle, twaddle, waddle, waddle, and my biggest favourite bullshit of them all, the truth movement. You know, what does it actually say? Oh, we're all moving towards the truth. All right, so you're all ignorant. No, fuck all. What? Well, what happens when you find the truth? Would your movement immediately end? It's like looking for the lost city of Atlantis, isn't it? You can't find it because it's lost. Well, it's the lost city of Atlantis, yeah, but... It'd be called the found city of Atlantis, wouldn't it, if you weren't lost? Huh? It's so difficult to me. It's almost like you think I'm being sarcastic and I'm being brutal and I'm vicious and nasty. I don't know, that's how it comes across, you know, which is really weird because I'm being brutally honest and as truthful as I can without trying to appease anybody's emotion. I'm not trying to get a point over or not get a point over. I'm not trying to put somebody up or put somebody down. I'm just fucking don't take it personal. Learned some of that recently while I've been here on Dark City, sticking my head up above the rim a couple of hours a week. Is it safe to pop your head over at rim? Where's Robo? Robo, has Lady been with brush and toilet duck? Well, it's safe. Let's have a look around at what's going on in toilet of humanity, eh? Because to most, that's what we are. Excuse me. We've heard it.
so many times, you know. This hierarchical system looking down on us, the peasant slave quarter. Oh, I, you know, I ain't denying that. I'm a slave. I'm a happy slave. I'm a happy slave. Maybe I'll start breeding soon again and they'll give me 2 days off a week. That would be nice. I'm a happy slave. See, I don't know how many of you, the listeners especially, I have no idea. I can see 20 odd of you sat there listening now. Have ever been locked in a room, imprisoned? See, you hear a lot of blokes and they go, hey, there'll be a bit of time and all that. There's something that goes on, it's weird. There's something weird about it. See, in India, it's provided, you can actually get it, you don't have to break the law. Law, that's a bit weird, isn't it? Coming from an outlaw. But, yeah, you can have a cell provided for you, take everything away, you know, you're just living, you find yourself, you see, it's part of it, you find yourself. The only way kids can find themselves and get that kind of treatment over here is to throw a fucking brick through the chippy window. And then it's not voluntary. In a way, it is voluntary, yeah, but... And you know, I know a lot of young lads who get into trouble with the police because they don't get any emotional attention from the fathers. And it's the only way they can get it. It's the only way they get attention. I don't want a complaint that we haven't got any youth enterprises or, you know, youth clubs, social networking anymore. I don't want to complain about it. I don't want to feel saddened in my heart that a 63-year-old man can't grow his fucking weed and heal people of cancer. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to hear stories about children being abused. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hear about bombings and terror and killing and murder. I don't want to do it. I want to feed children that are hungry. I want to give people houses that have no shelter. I want to give people clean water. War. H2O.
But we have money for wars. We always have money for wars.
Which bit of I don't want to hear about that do we not grasp here? I ain't paying for no war, brother. I'm paying for Dark City Radio. And I ain't using money. I'm using blood. I'm using sweat. And I'm using tears. Predominantly the latter. Because that's who we are. Broken. Fallen. Outcast.
A very unique radio station. One of a kind, guys. And it's starting to work.
Take the floor.
I've been sitting listening to you talk, brother, for the last 10 minutes, and I'm enjoying listening to what you're saying. Your analogies are right on the tubes. I mean, I don't want to get rambling on about anything, but what you're saying is so true. You know, we have trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars for wars, but when it comes to taking care of our people and taking care of our planet, we got fuck all.
Yeah, well, if people do exactly what they said they'd do rather than doing something else, then we wouldn't have these problems. If people actually focused on their own individual issues and their little quirks that piss everybody else off, that annoy themselves, and the shit they can't quite handle, if everybody stood around and took a few moments each day and dealt with them before they start...
You know what it takes, brother?
There wouldn't be any shit. There wouldn't be any shit. So the last thing we do is putting our fingers out of our little minds or out of our asses in the morning and pointed directly at a negative focus of intention.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, switch the radio on. Try it. Switch the radio on. Tune in. Look at the schedule. See it. Read it. If you do that, I don't personally. I tune in. And I listen. So. It's simple. But do what you say you're going to do. Good intentions are right for the dancing fool, but it'll lead you down a path to an empty graveyard. Every time, the tears of a crying mother. So take the intention. As I said, I've already mentioned, it is good intention. The intention in the moment is good. And flow with it, each and every one of you. Forget about what you've said. Forget about all contracts, all promises, all vows, all ties, and let this moment now be where you start to live your words. And if you ain't going to do it, you don't need to say it. And if it ain't good enough for you, then it ain't good enough for anybody else. So listen to your own voice. Four, you ask others to do that. Now I'll spread that out, mate. I'll spread that out. And there ain't one single thing here I ask of another I am not prepared to do. I am not prepared to do it. Then I will not ask of another. Tune in. Tune in. The old-fashioned systems of radios were formed upon a cut crystal. They cut the crystal to a certain shape and size. A tiny electrical current. It resonates at exactly the same frequency every time. I said they could all tune in. Otherwise they'd all be at different wavelengths. We'd all be coming from different directions, different perspectives, and we'd all collide into one another and just get static within the universe. But amongst all that static, you'll hear the voice, your voice, inside, speaking to you. Simple. Real simple. Sort your own shit out, brothers and sisters. Each and every one of us. Deal with your own shit. Don't go running to someone else and moving it around and try to take the time. Stop. Deal with it before you move on. If you don't, I will guarantee if you are not, if you are coming from an emotional perspective, the odds are you made the wrong decision. Whatever you do, don't begin to defend that decision. You see, if you're willing to defend it, then that's not something you love. Because if you're going to fight for it, it's never love. Ever. There ain't nothing here worth fighting for. There is nothing worth raising in anger. Nothing. Trust me, I've risen in anger so many times. And yeah, I've been victorious. But there is no prize worth my anger. Not what it does to others. What it does to me. I learn to deal with my shit. I do my best now to deal with things on a daily basis. There's a bit of a joke. I mean, don't know if the listeners have got it. I know the crew have. You don't tell Bob anything. Don't tell him. Can't help it. Just slips out. He's not being an ass. He just slips out. Whoops. And half the time it's because I don't get it. I don't get the conversations they're having. I don't get it. So yeah. I'm not a truther. I've decided now. It's not for me. I found the truth a long time ago. I didn't like it. It sucked. It's horrible. It stinks. It's not nice. It's nasty. I don't need to find it again. I know what the truth is. I make a difference every day. I make a difference every moment of my life. I'm here. Every moment, every breath I take, every word I say, everything I ever do, I make a difference. I make a difference. I'm one man. I don't speak for anybody else. Just one man. Well, I'm a, I don't know if I'm actually classified as man. I think you have to be. You have to be matured and grown up somewhat. And I think I might have missed the class on that one. And I make a difference. I've made a difference. Like I say, I'm not doing it all on my own. I'm not getting all egotistical here and going, ooh, I'm the man. Vote for Bob. King Bob. King Bob. Queen Bob. Queen Bob. Vote for Bob for Queen. Nah, I'm not going down that line. Nor am I laying on my hands to heal you. Although I do have healing hands, this has been said. But I'm just to say, I'm one working class guy and I have made a difference. I ain't going to deny that anymore. And I'd ask all of you lot to do the same. Just accept that we do make a difference. Alright, if you're feeling a bit, if that feels a bit heavy for you, you know, like it's a burden or a responsibility, don't, you just make a little bit of a difference then. If it doesn't and it sits well with you, you can make a big difference. You see, to me, we're all making a difference. We're all making a difference. We should accept that. So deal with your own shit before you start building with it. It'll collapse. It'll crumble. You know, if you want to destroy something, if you really want to destroy something, you don't strike at its head. You strike at the root. And if you know, and you really need to know in your heart of hearts what something's all about, then it's the root of the matter that you must go. The root of it. Not the effect, but the cause. Not the disease, but the ill ease. Let's not cure the cancer, even though we can. Let's not create it. Use your good intention. You've all got it. You've all had it. All of you. I know that. Not one of us here hasn't. Start to create. Have to rise up and take back what's rightfully ours. And by rise, I mean up through your body into your mind. Not in anger, in love. Unconditional, without judgment, that kind of love for you. Rising up through your body, through the centre of your being, and straight into your mind. Because that is the only way you're ever going to set yourself free. It's true. Not by sending a donation, not by praying to a God, not by kneeling before a minister, a prime minister, a doctor, or anyone else you feel that might be an authority. And then, join us. Join us. We don't need to march anywhere. We don't need to rally. We're already there. We're on every street corner. We're in every town, every city. In every school. The children know this voice better than most. I know it. I know this voice well. It talks to me, you see, and I listen. I listen. It's not meant to fuck us over. It's not meant to be a curse. It's a ride. It's what it is. And we, in the worlds of Bill Hicks, can change that ride. Whenever you want. Whenever you want. Anyway, that was my rabbit hole. If you got lost, I'll recap for you. Be who you are in the moment. Let your good intention become your action. And most of all, You make a difference every moment of every day. Good night. Sweet dreams.